The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Do your shit.
Do your gong. Do your shit, girl.
How are you?
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm functioning.
We made it through the drought.
I guess. Ooh, can this year be over? This shit is wearing me out.
It's dragging. Everyone, welcome back to the B List. I'm B. I'm here with everyone's favorite guest, Jonathan Lawhorn.
Hi, friends. I know you've missed me.
It's been a minute. Got a couple of girls on. Heather gave us here 2 weeks ago. It was fun.
Oh, Heather.
Heather's always fun.
She's funny. She's fun.
We're going to have her on for Girls Trip. When Girls Trip comes out.
Oh, right.
That's going to hit.
I'm into it because the more I'm hearing little stuff, I like watched some interview Alexia did with like ET, and she was like, mm-hmm. I don't ever need to go on a vacation with Liam McSweeney again. And I was like, okay.
They're all coming from my girl Leah, you know, but as people it's cheap shots, you know?
I mean, I get it. She's mess, but it's okay. Like, it's good TV.
They probably say the same thing about me. Listen.
I mean, definitely say that about you.
You think so?
You would definitely be the Leah of whatever cast you're on.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. No. I think it would hit. I would be the Mary Cosby. Like, it would work.
Yeah, it's all gonna even out. Child, fuck Mia. We're gonna get into it. But right off the bat, I just have to say, child, fuck Mia Thornton.
Wow. Yeah. The way
we used to be her biggest
fan.
Street team.
We were a street team, and she did this to us.
She's so fucking fraudulent. Oh,
she
fake
is
fucking
a weirdo. Like, it's weird.
The stuff that we used to love about her is now what we hate.
Hate.
But you know what? We knew we could see the future. If you would, the future us had come back in a time machine and told baby J and baby B, uh-huh. Oh, you're not going to really like her. We would have been like, oh yeah, well, she's a fake fucking bitch. So,
and we signed up for it because she was fake from the door. Like, we knew she was going to do
it. We knew there was going to, it was expiration date. Like, we knew it wasn't going to last forever.
I didn't know it would go like this. Like, I was like,
because I didn't think, okay, there's the difference between disliking Mia. And then there's the difference between disliking Mia and being fully Team Wendy, which we're going to get into because I'm.
This is true.
So
I'm in a weird spot, though, because like, two things can exist at the same time. Wendy irritates the fuck out of me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't have to be.
But I also am fully Team Wendy. Like, it's like, I don't like her really, but like, she's on, I'm team whatever she's on.
That's where I'm at.
Whatever temp Wendy is, I am. So, like, that's where I was. Like,
well, we're going to get really into that because we got to make them wait for that. That's what we're
going
up to. This is like this is like the Real Housewives in New Jersey when they show a christening fight and then they go 3 months earlier.
Oh, you're doing that. We jumping back. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So it's Child Fuck Mia right now. Kirstie Alley died. How do you feel?
Don't care. You can go to the next topic.
You would, because listen, I grew up with her. Like, I loved her. She's one of my first favorite actresses. Like, as a kid, she's looking up
at us. Your deacon. I'm sad.
She's looking up at us right now.
She ain't looking up at me. She know not to peek in here, bitch. Because I don't want no smoke. I'll come down there and rock her ass one more time.
People were rocking her shit on Twitter. It makes me so sick. They hate her.
Oh, good. God. She earned it.
I don't know. She was so... I loved her, though. But yeah, but it's the politics aside.
But back in the day before we had any of this, was that girl.
Yeah, she really was. You can't deny. Google her if you don't fucking know. Like,
it's sad that she went out sad like that. It's really bad. It's like, yeah.
Someone said on Twitter, they said, listen, I don't really care for that lady, and I don't really want to talk ill of the dead, but she could rest in hot fish grease.
Wow. That. Wow.
I know.
Y'all need to get off the internet. Like, this is, it's too much.
It's a lot, you guys. They're taking everybody up out of here. They're getting all of our girls. Christine McVie, rest in peace. Rest in actual peace.
I mean, but like, the main one, which obviously fucked you up, Angela Lansbury.
I'm still getting over that. I'm still my girl.
Tight.
Yeah.
I'm like, bed knobs and broomsticks, bitch, get the fuck out of my face.
Murder, She Wrote, can fall asleep to it any night of the week. Literally and a lullaby.
My grandma fave from Walker, Texas Ranger, the black dude, he died. The way I used to sit in the kitchen with her and watch that shit. Mm-hmm.
That's such a grandma show.
It's such a grandma show.
Yeah. Ooh. Matlock too.
Oh, ooh, and Bonanza, the Western one. Yeah, that's our shit. Ooh, I don't know why.
I love grandma shit.
I do too.
Yeah. We're little sissies. That's why we were like literally underneath our grandma's.
Okay. Right up underneath.
Watch a Dynasty, all of that with my grandma.
So. Yeah. She just called me the other day, cussed me out for nothing. But I was just like, okay, girl, say what you got to say.
I don't know her, but she's probably right.
No, she was definitely right. She ate me up.
Oh, my God. What is your news resolution? You know, you can't think of something? You can't think of some way to improve yourself?
Do we have to?
I mean, I don't...
You bitches are lucky you get me another year. How about that? Like, why am I doing a resolution? My resolution is to not swing as quickly as I would have last year.
Okay, well, that's growth.
Sure.
It's restraint. I don't know. You don't really have to make them. I think at this point, it's like, it's actually the circumstances turn to change. Like, it's not my responsibility to change anymore. It's now the circumstances time to change. It kind of fix things now.
I'm going to be fake and sit up here and say I have a resolution and then not be in any way trying to like live up to it. So
mine is to be dumber and happier because I'm already on a good path. So with that, so
it's to be a pretty dumb, chaotic bitch. Like, that's all I want.
I'm on my Larsa Pippen and you're on your Lisa Hochstein and we're like going.
Wow. I have to be Lisa.
Okay.
Don't play with me because
Lisa Hochstein eats. What?
You mean she eats and is like begging for child support and looks crazy? Like, I'm not interested. Like, she's going out sad with this man. Like, girl, you letting this man play you out. Like, I'm Nicole.
I'm so sad about Lenny because he was so cute.
He still is. Ugly way. He's ugly cute for sure.
He can rest in hot fish grease, actually, but.
No, he can rest right in my bed. Okay. That's my man. Lenny, love you.
Kiki Palmer's pregnant.
I know. That's so exciting.
Do we know who the daddy is?
Yeah, she posted him.
Really?
Is he? Yeah, people was online telling her she was ugly. It's weird. People, y'all need to get off.
People are so fucking weird with her. Y'all need to get off of her. It's really hateful. Like,
but she, y'all can't come for her because she eats y'all up. Like, she too quick with it. So, like, it didn't work.
She's America's best friend. She's a funny person. She's beautiful. She's the only saving grace of that movie, Nope, which, by the way, was named Movie of the Year. I think, like, what? Like, who named it Movie of the Year? Like, some major publication. I fucking forget. It was
the way I hated that
movie. Hate that movie.
Hate.
Like, hates.
hate.
Worse. That's like, yeah, he's clicking down for sure. He needs
and
to.
Y'all
really
was doing too much because y'all like, oh my God, it's Jordan Peele. That shit was whack. And I paid to go see it. Like, I was mad.
Yeah. And it's like trying to extract some kind of meaning from that film. And it's like, y'all are doing too fucking much. Like,
why am I doing the SATs in the theater? I don't want to do any of this work. Like, this is weird. I'm like on Twitter and y'all are in threads doing fucking dissertations. This is weird.
No. No.
Absolutely not.
Pink Sauce finally hit the shelves.
Wait, what?
Pink Sauce finally hit the shelves at stores. It's like orange.
Isn't it contaminated?
Yeah.
So y'all paying to kill yourselves.
They're paying for everything this year. You know they're paying for these AI photos that they keep posting?
Y'all are so weird.
So
and
cool.
I've been telling people all week, and then the article finally came out. The fact that y'all literally want to be like assisting the cops this bad, it's weird. Like, it's just like, okay, just walk in the station and confess to whatever crime you've committed, because this is essentially what you're doing.
It's a lot.
It's just the weird.
It's the weird. It's like the fact that they're like, you find out when your people are paying for it. It's like, wait, for those? Because they're ugly too.
They're ugly and y'all are paying for it. It's like, y'all are so fucking slow and underdeveloped and dumb. Like, it's just like, get offline. Y'all are losers. Like, it's like we're in the fucking pandemic. You can go outside, but you at home doing fucking AI generated.
No, the pandemic's over. Biden said.
It ain't over, but you can still go outside. Instead, y'all taking 25 angles of your face for an AI generated picture so the feds can get you quicker. Like, you're a weirdo. I literally can't stand anybody who's posted this shit. If you posted it, block me, fucking losers.
Oh my God, stop.
Ugh, I can't. Oh my God. I'm so over it. It like literally irritates me that people are this weird. And it's lying to people because it's making people, it's like making people who are ugly think they're it. It's like,
yeah,
this whole thing is scary.
It's getting a lot of y'all like very hyped about your like online. Yeah.
Y'all already be doing sorcery with these Instagram.
It's also like
filters.
Kind of like, it's low-key like a self-drag to be posting it. Like, look what I would look like if I was cute. Like, people are posting it and you're like, oh my God, you look so much better.
Which
it's
is
kind of like
crazy.
Yeah.
And y'all like, are hyped to get these compliments.
Yeah. It's like when people do these like before and after photos, like before the makeup and after, or before the surgery and after. It's like, you're not about to catch me in 4K? No.
No. Girl, no. Bye. I can't. Whew. I can't. All I'm gonna say is like, y'all, I was in AI at Amazon. All of y'all are going to jail. Just keep posting them. That's all I gotta say.
You know who is going to jail?
Who? Jen Shah.
Well, of course. Let's talk about her in a minute. But Tori Styles was just hit with a third felony charge.
Wait, who?
Tory Lanez. Why did I say Tory Styles? Oh my God, Tory Styles is the hairstylist. What the fuck? Tory Styles does the wigs with Nikki, right? For Cardi.
That's Arrogance Hay, I thought. Or is it Tay Styles? I don't know. I don't care.
I don't know.
They all look the same with a fucking sherbet wig on. Like, I just, who cares?
Tory Lanez, sorry. Tory okay. Lanez has been hit with a third felony charge in his case with Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes, so he really, I really hope
they about to put him underneath the jail. I'm so excited.
Yes,
about
yes.
To get his little ass. Yes. Hurry up.
It's taking too long.
Yeah, it's like, hurry up.
Because I want him to be thrown into a fucking hole, and then I want us to circle back to all these who was acting goofy and coming for Meg Drake. I'm talking to you, you soft, slow, dummy ass motherfucker.
Ugh. 21, can you do something for me? Those memes were funny though.
They were, because he pretty much, and on the track you asking 21 to dig you out. You're a weirdo. I can't. I hate him. You mad because Meg don't want you. Neither does Serena. Neither does Rihanna. Like, you can't, like, you're the only rapper that's that famous that can't get anybody but regular bitches. Like, that's embarrassing. Like,
remember the time that Megan Thee Stallion was like making out with, who's that white rapper?
G-Eazy.
And then the pandemic started the next day. I was like, this caused it.
He was like, wasn't he like kissing on her titty? It was weird. Like, I was like, Meg, are you okay?
That was a really weird time. That one 24-hour period, because also Andrew Gillum was found in that hotel room with that prostitute. Remember,
you was he was eating passed... him up. You would not he was let fine. Up.
He was fine.
You he were was like, cute. You wanted him to be so many types of meth junkie whores. It was weird. Like, you would not leave him alone.
What was I saying?
You were calling Andrew. You were like, you were on his neck. Like,
I was not publicly.
I mean, no, but like,
just you.
You were like not having it at all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I agreed. I mean, it was mess because the way he was spinning these lives, it's like, sir,
you were in with a fucking cowboy. You passed out. You vomited in the bathroom at the Fountain Blue. Y'all were junked. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Go back and Google March 13th, 2020, or whatever that date was. Andrew Gillum.
Was that 2020?
The photos. It was literally the night before the pandemic, like the night that everything shut down. I was like, this is what caused COVID.
Oh my God. Can we go back though? It just hits different.
It hits a little bit different.
It was kind of so much harder.
Yeah, you should think about it. It's like kind of the perfect time for him to have that kind of scandal, because like things were way too like it. There was too much going on for us to even focus on that, because it was like the next day everything shut down. I was like, oh, never mind, Andrew.
Oh, he was so lucky.
Lucky. I bet he ain't changed a thing too. You know, they don't change the stripes. He's probably up in the Fountain Blue right now. Allegedly, that's what they said. It was in that damn article. Allegedly.
We know the signs.
Yeah, because you're not about to get me on here. I went to the Wendy Williams School of Journalism, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Speaking of rumors, I guess not really rumors, but what is that?
A man.
Hood stuff, yeah.
Me being a hood booger. Yeah.
Good Morning America.
Oh my God.
So messy.
The way people are fighting each other on Twitter over who's, it's like, y'all are so weird.
Wait, did you see the discourse today? All the gays?
People are like upset that people, it's just like, why is this mad? Why are y'all affected by this?
I'm not mad they were cheating. I just think it's super funny. I think it's super flagrant. It's just like flagrant. Like, they were like out in the streets. She had on her special cheating Uggs. She wears the same Uggs every time they cheated.
It's just like none of this is surprising to me. Like,
no, not at all. But it's just like funny how, you know, people were sending me photos that they personally took of them at like gay spots, like Marie's Crisis. Yeah, yeah. You know, that little show tunes.
That's so weird.
You know, the Broadway guys. I live for a West Village, like old school, timey, you know, like Monster Bar was fun sometimes.
Were, oh, okay. I thought you were like, you know, I live for like a theater day. I was like, absolutely
No.
I love like the old timey West Village. Yes, those kids.
When you run into like the 70-year-old gays and they're just like, they survived the AIDS crisis, they're kooky as fuck.
Kooky.
Seen everything. Heard everything.
They're so fun.
One time I sat next to one at the bar at like 3 p.m. on a Saturday because my friend had a bar crawl, my friend Will, and I just, everyone else is hanging out over there. I go sit by the bar. I was talking to like a row of 60, 70-year-old gays, and they just take me in and they're just like, you know what we call our seats? We call them Mount Rushmore. Every time, we've been sitting here for 20 years in these same seats, and when one of us dies, someone else replaces them. I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, okay.
Anyway, shots. Yeah,
shot. They're so. That's it. Like Julius. I like hanging out with old gays.
Old gays are it. They're better than young gays.
It's definitely not these young bitches.
Yeah, young bitches are so. Yeah,
y'all are so rah rah. Can't fight but talk too much shit. It's weird. I'm like,
I need to replace all the young gays with the old gays. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like any of y'all.
Here's a show idea.
Okay.
Tell me what you think. We have Ultimate Girls Trip. We need Ultimate Gays Trip. A group of gays gets to nominate one housewife that their group of gays brings with them to a destination spot. So like, you know, you and I and four other gays, we pick Sheree. And we take her to like Jamaica or something. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, who are we picking though?
The idea is like, the idea is like White Lotus 2. You know how Jennifer, are you watching?
Yeah. No, but whatever.
but you know, she gets taken under her wing by the gays and they take her on it. Yeah, it's like that. So like, you know, that'd be, who would we pick though?
That show would hit, but who are we picking?
It's not about the other housewives. It's about one housewife being with a group of crazier people than the other housewives that she could have been with.
Who carries though? Like, who's our energy?
If it's me, you, and Kofi, and like, I don't know, my friend Joe Law or something, it would have to be.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Oh, you know Joe? I love Joe. Oh my God, shout out Joe. Shout out Kofi. Shout out Kofi. And maybe we'll bring Drea just for fun.
That's mess, and I like
it. Yeah, that's mess. Yeah.
Hi, Drea.
Hi, Drea. Who would we bring?
I mean,
don't say Mary, because we always say Mary.
I know, but Mary is a given. So I have to think of something that's like a deep cut that's not like who.
We gotta bring someone messy, like Charisse.
Katie Roast.
That's it. Yep. And you know what's funny is she'll leave the vacation early. She'll just disappear.
She'll pop back up in a witness protection wig and we'll be like, is that Katie? Like,
yes. Yes. Yes, exactly that. Yes.
Oh my God. I need it to happen.
She's easy to please. You could probably take like the most bum ass vacation with her and she'll be like just happy to be out of the house.
You know who I would like to see, even though she would be so uncomfortable? It would be fun. Lisa Barlow.
Yeah. With us. Yeah. She would be so uncomfortable. She wouldn't be able to keep up.
But she would still be like, we would be drunk the whole time. Like it would be lit. Yeah, yeah. So like that would be fun.
Tequila.
I kind of like this. Okay.
I like this idea, right?
But if we went somewhere bougie, it's definitely Karen. Like, it's Karen all day.
And Karen all day.
I mean, Atlanta.
It would be hilarious if we took Kim Zolciak somewhere.
I was going to say that because I would love to see
her. Why don't we finally take her to Africa? Make her hold brown babies. But she didn't want to the first time. Remember, Candy said, I don't see her out there holding brown babies. Remember that?
Oh, yes. That? Oh, yeah. My God.
Those early seasons hit so fucking much.
They really did. I just rewatched like the reunion clips from like New York when Kelly Ben Simone was on. And I was like, bitch was kooky. Like,
yeah.
But yeah. Love.
Because love, was, like,
unhinged.
Me and Ira were on a panel about 3 weeks ago at Soho House for Lucas Tim, who was on this podcast once. Shout out Lucas Tim. Y'all check him out. He's so fucking funny. Lucas Tim, T-H-I-M-M on Instagram. He has a show and he had me and Gibson Johns and Ira Madison on a panel. And he asked each of us to give him a clip beforehand of our most iconic Housewives moment of all time.
Okay.
Which is like no easy feat. Obviously, I had to sit and really think about this. I tried to think about like what is really like culturally relevant, but it's not too obvious.
Okay.
I ended up going with, you know, the clip. Kim Zolciak sitting in the convertible, smoking a cigarette with a glass of Sauvignon Blanc, listening to her demo.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. And she's like, there's a tightrope between me and you. I feel like I talked about this last week and everyone's probably like, what the fuck, B? It's so fucking good. Dallas said I sound like Cher. And then Sheree's like, who knew all that talent and beauty was in that body? I was like, Sheree, stop fucking lying.
Sheree is so such fake. Sheree's going on our trip. Like, we need
absolutely.
That energy.
She'd be a fun
absolutely.
Trip.
Yes.
So that's our trip. Yeah.
Okay. I like this. I'm in.
I like that.
Sign me up.
You know who's not good at vacationing? I don't even know why I'm talking about this girl. I didn't even realize that this show was still on in any kind of form. Love & Hip Hop is like still on the air, but they're doing
family reunion.
They're doing like reunions where they take.
Have you watched it? Yes, I've been watching.
Oh, does it hit?
It does.
Tears drunk. As a
she
skunk.
Fell like
in the water.
And she's like, I did it on purpose. It's like, girl, you did not. She looks good. They all look good.
She's face is never going to decline. That's for fucking sure. No. That face card is never declined. She's always
Nick is there. Everybody's there.
You need Nikki.
And Nikki's
there. Going to hold her hair back.
Nikki did like a fashion show and they all modeled nude by Nikki. It hits. Mariah Lynn has a whole different body and it hits.
Oh, good for her.
Everybody's there. I didn't realize that they literally were like, okay, everybody just show up.
I'm going to have to watch this.
No, you will like it because Erica is having a meltdown every 5 seconds.
Okay, she should.
Tokyo punch Carly in the face. It's like it's Erica Mena, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she's getting every bit of the karma that she probably deserves from years of clowning people.
I know.
Look at her face. That that Jamaican man is running her ragged.
It's sad.
Safari, I could never.
Also, everybody like
that dick is huge,
but it's attached to that, so like I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I don't know how y'all do it having babies with these men and being stuck with them for life. Look at Kim. But you know what? Kim also is getting exactly what she deserves too, because there is no reality. By the way, there is no universe where Kim Kardashian did not know that Kanye was a complete anti-Semite. There's no universe.
Of course not.
She knew behind the scenes.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't care. She only cares when it's public.
Right. That,
I can't stand any of those people.
Right. Like that entire group of people has.
They get everything that they.
Like, yeah. I mean, like this is literally just how they move where the money goes. So it's like I'm like, they don't need. It's getting very weird.
Anti-Semitism in 2022 is just like
it's a big womp womp. Like I'm just like, what is wrong with
like,
you?
What are, yeah, like what? Like why are you like? It's like we're like retrudging like stuff from
it's
like
the strangest. It's the strangest shit like, I've ever seen. Like y'all are literally on the
like we
internet.
Are way past this. Why are we going back so and digging up old demons? It's so fucking weird. It's
like. Like I'm just like get out of my face. Like all of y'all are dumb. Don't even talk to me. Like it's just there's no point. The gays are goofy and weird and only want to fuck dudes that are DL. Like y'all are unwell. Like it's really actually not normal. Like what happened? Like it's something. Every all
of
TikTok.
The pandemic. It's a lot.
Everybody.
It's TikTok. It's
every gay person on TikTok is in a DL relationship. Like when did this happen?
Everyone's just talking more, so we're seeing more of people's stuff.
We're seeing that these bitches are all mentally ill. Like y'all,
everybody wasn't an internet star before, but now literally everybody has 15 minutes of fame on the internet now. At some point in their life,
running it up.
Yeah. Ugh. You weren't watching any White Lotus?
No.
Yeah, it's not your shit.
I mean, it's not that my show. I have so much shit that I watch already that I just like I don't care. Like I'm just like I can't fit in another show. I'm also just not interested in like I can just like go out in LA and see those white people. Like I'm just like I don't need to watch
yeah.
it.
I
so, like I'm good.
I was trying to watch Winter House a bit, but it's too. I'm not doing it. It's I know.
You know what I just started watching though by accident.
What?
The Southern Charm Vanderpump spinoff, Southern Hospitality.
I heard it sucks. I'm sorry.
It actually is weird and interesting because...
Well, I've never watched the original Southern Charm, so I don't know why I would even watch the spinoff.
I like the girl who they're basing the show around. Like, who
she's like...
Her. I like her.
She's like... She's brown, right?
The
brown
girl? Yeah, she's... I think she's like Indian. I want to say
Indian, right? Okay.
And her husband is... Her husband's black and they own like all of the jazziest restaurants
and
bars.
Is she even like popular?
Yeah.
Like on the show?
Yeah. Like all of those girls, like the girls on the show that are like them, like Craig's ex-girlfriend, Naomi, Austin's ex-girlfriend, Madison.
You name it a bunch of bitches. I know nothing about.
Well, you know Craig and Austin.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Their two ex-girlfriends are good friends with Leva. So like she actually is like, was cool.
Hate Austin with every fiber of my being.
Oh,
would smash
I hate
Craig
too. Absolutely not.
Hate Craig.
Craig's ugly. They're both ugly, disgusting, mush body, bad build. I'm good.
I met Jason last night, actually, for the first time from Winter
you
House.
You met who?
Jason. He's the brown one from Winter House. The
who?
Black.
Jason.
Like,
I don't
black.
Know who
he's
that
on
is.
Winter House.
Bored. Don't care. Who is that?
He's hot.
Is he? Or is he just like... Like what? I don't get it. What does he even look like? I don't know. I don't watch that show. Everybody's annoying.
Real Housewives of Miami's back on Thursday.
Oh, this dude. Whatever.
He's cute.
Whatever.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Two drinks.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
It could work, maybe.
In a pinch.
He's like an LA 6. I'm bored.
In a pinch, it'll do the trick, I'm sure.
Yeah, like if I was zooted. Sure.
Trying to itch a spot, like trying to itch a scratch, you know what I'm saying? Scratch, itch, or whatever the fuck
it is. I want to see it, but like whatever.
Yeah, yeah. To be fair, though, I usually want to see most of them. I'm like, just show me it. And I'm like, okay, I'm good.
there are certain people I literally don't want to see it. Like, just do not ever show it to me.
Yuck. Okay, like, what Bravo guy are you like, oh my God, I have to see it? Lenny. Like,
I'm not. I'm not pressed, but I mean, since he gonna be my man, I have to see it.
Yeah, yeah. Or what's his name? Curtis.
Why are you blowing up my spot?
I know King Curtis from Married to Medicine. He is a king.
Top of the list. Top of the list.
Top of the line.
I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah.
He's so charismatic. I love him.
So handsome.
So handsome. Wow. Sorry, Jackie.
Real Housewives of Miami's back Thursday.
Okay, and then are there new people or is it the same people?
Same people. All same people.
Okay.
But everybody's fighting, sounds like.
Be good. Alexis says she's beefing with Gertie. So like I'm
interested. And it sounds like they're all beefing with Adriana.
Well, that makes sense. She's awful.
She's awful. She fights with everybody. She's fake as fuck. So I'm not really with the OGs unless it's Alexia. I'm not really feeling the OGs except for Alexia and Larsa.
You don't like Marisol?
Marisol's okay. I don't like need her. I feel like she's a little bit. I don't like her because she came against Dr. Nicole. And you know, I ride with Dr. Nicole.
That's my girl.
Like, that's it. Like, you're not getting
Dr. Nicole is it. No.
$45 million home. Like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, she's got better taste than all of you. And she's hot. And she's an anesthesiologist, which makes, you know how much money she makes on her own? She doesn't even need to have her millionaire boyfriend, husband, whatever the fuck it is. Her kids are cute. She's cute.
No, we like Nicole a lot. That's my girl.
I'm trying to get her on here, actually. I need to do that.
Ooh, please, do that because she would
eat up the scenery. I love her.
She's great. Ooh, she's ultimate gay trip with Nicole.
Yes, Dr. Nicole. And she's actually just going to fly us out. We don't even have to pay for shit.
That part.
Yeah.
Okay, well then we like Lisa.
Yeah, no, obviously. And Larsa. Like, Larsa is really going to be popping off the season. So, and I'm always going to be team Larsa, whether she's doing something or nothing. So, like,
I just like Larsa because they like, she get bitches tight. Like, they be so mad. I'm just
she don't even like film. She just shows up for 5 minutes and then like pays the check. Adriana
spirals. Like, I'm just like, girl.
I guess I'm team Wendy now.
Wow. Look at how it, like, we got forced.
Are you watching SLC, by the way?
No.
You aren't?
No, because why? Mary's gone. I don't care. Like, I was serious. Like, I can't. Like, the show don't hit. Like, there's no kooky. Like, I need that energy. I just, I'm bored. And, like, that new, the new girl, like, coming in with that energy for Jen just feels weird to me. I'm just like, go away. Like, y'all are weird. I've watched, like, some highlights, and I've enjoyed Lisa Barlow being a complete
spiraling. Net.
Yeah. Like, it's so great. Yeah. Wonderful TV. But, like, I don't know. It don't hit right.
In my spirit.
That y'all just let Mary just leave the family like that. That's weird. But I've been keeping up with Potomac.
So let's go one by one.
Before we go to Potomac, I like just randomly started watching that fucking the Real Housewives of Durban, the South African one.
Okay, so I saw like one episode of that. It was like trying to just figure out where the fuck I was. Like, what is going on? It kind of hits a little bit in a weird.
Bitch, I've watched 10 episodes. Like, I'm in. Like, they drop 3 every Saturday. I'm on. Like, I'm obsessed. Is it on Peacock? Yeah, like, go check. You can check. We in the same account. You can see I've been watching the fuck out of it. Same fucking...
Yeah.
It's weird because it's giving like kooky African, and like they have their own weird beef, and it's like the colorism is weird and like the tribalism is weird. Like, they be hating in a different way. Like, I wasn't prepared.
Yeah.
And everybody's like lying about their age. It's no, they're like all saying they're 40 and they're literal 60-year-old aunties. It's weird. Like,
and then the one girl brought the weird one to dinner, and she's like a rapper or artist or something like that. Or what is she like she had like a weird wig, and she's just being very like provocative and like just saying weird shit.
She isn't an artist. It's a whole mom. And she was just like, she came to the dinner in the first episode. She's like,
like a recording artist or something, wasn't she?
No.
Oh, no.
She was like, your husband, it. Like, she told this woman at the table, she was like, your husband fathered my child. And I was like,
What?
Bitch, this show okay. is mess.
Okay, maybe I'm going to, okay. Yeah, that's probably what I'm doing tonight. Okay. That's
episode one.
One. Like, wow, saying. Durban. Is that South Africa?
It's South Africa. It's like a suburb. It's like suburby.
Okay.
I think it's close to Johannesburg because one of them goes back and forth. And
is that the best international one? Because I don't know. The best international
one for me.
Toronto hit.
Cheshire hit for me. Those bitches Cheshire. Are ass. The biggest.
But nothing and ever happened. They didn't pop off.
The Sydney one popped off. Though they were crazy.
They were crazy. Too crazy for my taste. They were too rich for my blood. Ooh, they were fighting and hooting and all in the first episode. Fighting. She threw someone's poncho in a water.
It was a lot. Ladies?
Yeah.
And they were like weird hateful. Races in a different way. They were so hateful on that show.
Oh my God, in Auckland? And the woman used the M word?
Yes. And that's then they so like, crazy. they rah-rah got in her face and then she had a meltdown. It was weird.
Weird.
I was like, this whole show, they were probably scared in production. They were like, we got all this on camera and like, yeah. I guess we just roll it.
Oh my God. Oh no. We have so much to talk about. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Potomac. I want to get into the breakdown of why we're Team Wendy. What's okay. going on with Robin? Because something's up. With our former sister. She's always been this way, but we're going to get Jacqueline. It's dark sided.
Me as representative?
We're going to get into Juan Dixon's roommate, Robin, wow. who brought the boom speaker, whatever,
wow.
to dinner.
That was so weird.
So weird.
I'm like, why so did you? She like took it from her kids. I'm like, girl, I'm
sick of looking at this house.
Oh my God, this trip? Why are y'all still there?
It's
weird. And the way Mia thinks she's doing something, being like, you can't come back to the house if you go see Wendy. That
you realize
that
you
shit.
Didn't pay for this. You know that production pays for the vacations. You were a fucking weirdo.
She's so weird. And Jacqueline thinking she can come for Candace. Bitch, shut up.
Let's save it here. We got to go to the B-side. Tell the people where to follow you one more time. They already know, but...
You can follow me on Instagram at mr.lawhorne and on Twitter at mr.lawhorne. Now that I'm off of NFTs, you can come talk to me.
That's what we're leaving behind in 2022.
Oh, that was a very weird period.
That shit is so fake.
That shit is fake as fuck. Like, of course I liked fake. It.
Yeah, of course. You were like so hyped. I was like, okay, if you say so, you watch. He's going to be right back in a month. You guys know where to find me. I'm Pet Shop Boy on Instagram, the_PetShopBoy on Twitter. You can go to patreon.com/theBList to subscribe to this bonus episode to get that. And continue the conversation over there. I want to talk all about Potomac. SZA has a new album out. Coming out.
No, it's next Friday. It comes out Thursday. This Friday. Yeah.
Thursday night.
Yep, Thursday night.
We're gonna talk
night.
About it. Yeah, come catch us on the B-side, guys. Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.